Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford and Erie Counties. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's a busy week in Harrisburg. One of the largest events in the state is ongoing right now, and it all has to do with agriculture. What's some of the details here?
The 100th edition of the Pennsylvania Farm Show is underway. This year's milestone theme is Our Commonwealth's Blue Ribbon Experience. The event runs through Saturday, January 16th. The Pennsylvania Farm Show, located in Harrisburg, is the nation's largest indoor agriculture event, featuring 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. Admission to the farm show is free, but parking is $15 per vehicle. Shuttle service for visitors is provided. More information is available at www.farmshow.stay.pa.us.
And in other agriculture-related matters, discussions, of course, do continue on the state budget. And I understand that the governor has actually blue-lined some agriculture funding in the existing state budget. What's going on here?
It's a terrible move. The agriculture portion of the budget is such a small part of the overall budget, and he decimated it with his veto pen. And we're absolutely working to either enact other legislation to fund those programs or to override the vetoes or something like that. But we're going to make sure that we don't let him decimate the agriculture portions of the budget.
Also, it's cold weather, and there is a program that is specifically designed to help people who are having trouble making ends meet and keeping their homes warm. What are some of the details on this program?
Since cold winter weather has finally arrived in Pennsylvania, residents who are struggling with their home heating bills are urged to apply for assistance from the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP. The LIHEAP program helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help in the event of an emergency or if a resident is in danger of losing their heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. Income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty level income. Residents may apply for LIHEAP by contacting the county assistance office in their county of residence or visit the website www.compass.stay.pa.us for more information.
And Pennsylvania has quite a few veterans that are residents here, and I understand that there is a new program to help them get the services that they need. What's going on here?
In order to better access the services and programs available to them, veterans are being encouraged to sign up with the new online Pennsylvania Veterans Registry at www.register.dmva.pa.gov. The Veterans Registry is an online application operated by the State Department of Military and Veteran Affairs that allows veterans to directly request information related to valuable state benefits, programs, and services offered by the agency. The registry is designed to be accessible on mobile devices and computers. A registrant's information will be shared with the appropriate County Veteran Affairs Office and other relevant Commonwealth agencies to facilitate local connections to veterans programs. It is hoped that this will significantly improve the delivery of services for nearly 940,000 veterans who make Pennsylvania their home. Again, the website address for the new online Pennsylvania Veterans Registry is www.register.dmva.pa.gov.
Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Brad Roy.